3, 2, 1, 2, 3. Bleed Help, check it in, man. AKA Calvin Lewis, BKA, call me what you want. Just don't call it people. And you know how I do it, goddamn me. I get straight to it. And today, real quick, man, I wanted to go over something real quick, real fast, goddamn me. Because you know I'm all about my cash. Simone Biles. If you're not sure who Simone Biles is, she is the all-time Olympic winner. She is a black young woman, 22 years of age. She just withdrew from the Olympics because of mental health issues. And when I first heard about this, I'm thinking like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting younger and younger with people talking about mental health. Something is going on. Because it's like a lot of people, we tend to, with these athletes, we look at them as objects. We don't look at them as human beings. So they go day in, day out, sacrificing their minds, sacrificing their bodies just for the sake of entertainment. Back in the day, they had the Romans, they had the Spartan guys who just sacrificed their bodies. Now you got the athletes sacrifice their bodies and their minds just for the sake of entertainment. So it's like, at the end of the day, we don't view them as human beings. And I'm just wondering, like, where this shit coming from, man? You know what I'm saying? It's getting younger and younger to where people are talking about mental health. And I just kind of feel like that it's another program. It's another way to have the world in a negative energy. Have the whole world in a negative, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, where did shit come from? They wouldn't really, you know, mental health, I'm pretty sure it's always been an issue, but now it's coming more prevalent. And now is they getting younger and younger. And they've been diagnosed with these mental health disorders and depression disorder. I'm just wondering, where the fuck is this shit coming from, man? You know what I'm saying? I just feel like people need to just live in their purpose. People just need to live within their purpose. Stop chasing the fame, stop chasing the money, stop chasing this, stop chasing attention. I believe that people will find more peace within themselves. Give back, become a great person, do good things for others. That's how I believe people get over mental health and depression disorders. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just wondering, where did shit come from? Then you got one of the biggest athletes in the world announcing that I'm going to withdraw from the Olympics because of mental health issue. We have no idea what she's going through behind the scenes. Nobody does. Nobody knows what goes on behind the scenes of these athletes, these entertainers. You know what I'm saying? But the whole world want to be these people, though. But as you can see, they go through way more shit than we actually go through. I think our lives are better than these athletes and these entertainers, these motherfuckers who make all this money. Because they under an immense amount of pressure day in and day out to perform well. You gotta win, you gotta do good, you gotta look good, you gotta fit, your body gotta be right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you always under scrutiny and you always being dragged and lagged. Your life ain't the same no more once you start getting all that money. Your life is controlled, bruh. And so it's like, I believe that's how she's feeling now. Like, okay, my life is controlled. I'm not really fulfilling my purpose. I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for the sake of entertainment. This is not really my heart. I'm doing it for the money. But at the end of the day, that shit get old, bro. That shit get old. So find your purpose, man. Do what the fuck you love to do. Do what's in your heart. Man, try to avoid mental health issues. Try to avoid depression disorder. You know what I'm saying? Because it's coming way more prevalent. It's coming too prevalent. Now it seems like they just trying to push that shit on them. Like, have mental health issues, have depression. Nah, man, we ain't going to do that, bro. We need to start giving back love. We need to bring back the real shit. We need to bring back genuine love into the world. Fuck entertainment. Fuck all that shit. Let these people live their life. Let them people do what they do. Because it's like, you got one of the biggest athletes in the world, a young woman, young black woman, 23, 22 years old, withdrawing from the Olympics because of mental health issues. Something going on, man, behind the scenes, bro. Everything ain't what it is. So y'all need to realize that everything is not what it is, man. Just do you, give back, man, give love, and you'll be happy. Don't worry about what the fuck people think. Don't worry about, I want to be famous. I just seen a study. They asked a group of young kids, what do they want to be when they get older? I'm expecting them to say doctors, dentist, a lawyer, police officer. No. Majority of them said that they want to be famous. Not famous, just famous. They want to be famous. They want to be famous just for anything. So it's like the younger generation, they look up to these athletes. They look up to these entertainers. So now they want to be famous. So now they want their situation. And now all it's going to do is it's going to drive them into depression. It's going to drive them down the same road that they got Simone Biles in. You know what I'm saying? So it starts with the household. Teach your kids now about love, giving back, and being themselves. Don't be famous, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Don't chase the fame, goddamn it, don't chase the game. Just do what you do and just maintain. You know what I'm saying? But something's going on behind the scenes, bro. We got to just give a shout out to Hurst for actually, you know, speaking up about it. And just continue to just, man, just give back, man. Just give love, because all that shit ain't what it is, bro. Y'all gonna realize that. Fame and money and shit, it's not what it is. It's not. A lot of people going through depression. A lot of people are controlled behind the scenes, bro. They are controlled. Once you sign that contract, goddamn me, they on your back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they control you. They have bosses as well. They got bosses. So it's like, man, at the end of the day, just give back, man. Give love and just be safe, man, because this is what it's about. It's about just having a good heart and being smart, man. It ain't about the fame. It ain't about the money. Fuck all that. Mental health is real, though. It's definitely real. Mental health is real. But the thing is, it's becoming way more, it's coming too prevalent, especially, and it's getting younger and younger. So it's like, I'm actually afraid of the future. I'm actually scared for the future, you know, and for the kids. But all we can do is just teach them now, man, because you teach them now, that's all that they know. So teach them right now, and they're going to grow up to be the great young kings and queens that they are. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Simone Biles for speaking up about that and standing up for something, standing on something. But we have to see where the problem lies at. Where is this shit coming from, bro? They're getting too young. Motherfuckers are getting too young telling me they got mental health issues. I'm 27. I ain't really never talking about really having mental health issues. I'd have been through a lot as well. But it's like they're getting younger and younger now, man. And then the whole world is just going upside down. But just continue to give love, peace, and prosperity, man, to everybody that you come across. And continue to just do you, be you, stay focused, grind hard, goddamn it, even work smart. Bleed help out.